Take your Bibles, turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I need to make this announcement. I didn't write it down, but two things. Pray for us this Friday. We're supposed to be closing on the property in Blacksville, so that will be finalized, I believe, by this Friday. Then also pray. We've got an offer on maybe redoing our church loan at about one full percentage point lower. Save us, I'm guessing, about $800-$900 a month in our payments. I've been working at it, and we're finally getting there. It could be a little better than that, but it's not going to be any worse. So keep praying about that, if you will. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. That's right after 1 Thessalonians, for those of you that are looking. Let's start reading in verse number 1. Follow along. And then we're going to use our Bibles some tonight, so leave it open where you're at. We're going to be using this a good bit. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter, as from us as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there be a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. By the way, that's talking about the rapture and the tribulation. These people that say, well, the rapture doesn't take place until the middle of the tribulation or after the tribulation, so all they have to do is read the Bible. The son of perdition comes at the beginning of the tribulation. That's the devil. That's the Antichrist. And he said there has to be a falling away first, or a rapture to take place. All right, look at verse 4. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Watch this. And then shall the wicked, notice the capital letter. That's in reference to the devil. Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. By the way, that's talked about in the book of Revelation when Jesus comes back at the battle of Armageddon with the sword that proceedeth out of his mouth. And his garment is white and bright and shining. Verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of whom? Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Now, God says in the scripture that he does not want us to be ignorant of Satan's devices. I have spent many weeks teaching you about the different names or titles, or I use the term job descriptions of the devil. Tonight we're going to see the devil as the wicked one. This may be the most descriptive of all his titles. It's not the most often one used, but it may be the most descriptive of what the devil really is. This may be his most copied trait. Remember that statement. It may be his most copied trait. I want you to listen carefully tonight. Now I'm going to use the Bible to expose the wicked one. What does the word wicked mean? Now everybody look at me for a second. It means more than just very bad. We have, in America, we have dumbed down our own language. We have gone the way of Rome and corrupted our own language. Something you may not understand because most public schools don't teach it and because the Catholics don't want anybody to know the truth. Rome took over they call it conquered the world. It was the eastern part of the world, the European area, North Africa, and all the way across India, the Middle East. The Greek Empire originally had that. Then Rome took over about 100 years before the coming of our Savior. Do you realize that the Greek Empire did several major things? It brought writing and it brought a universal language to that entire area. Everybody in what was the Greek Empire spoke the Greek, Koine Greek, language. That means all of Europe, all of North Africa, the Middle East, all the way over past India, almost to China, all spoke one language. That was Koine Greek. Latin came from the Greek language. Latin is what they call a vulgar language. It was a corrupted language. It was a Greek language that was corrupted. By the way, why did God wait for a certain specific time? The Bible says that at the exact time, God sent forth his son. Why? Because they had brought writing and they had brought one language, so the spreading of the gospel could be going around the world more effectively. Sure. Now, just like in many parts of the world, English is about the most spoken language in the world. Even in other countries who have a native tongue, most everywhere speaks English, especially if you say dollar. Amen, Brother Greg? American dollar. It speaks loudly. All right? Now, I say that because of this. The Latin language was a corrupted language. The Italian language came from a corrupt language. The Catholic Bible comes from what they call the Latin Vulgate. Do you know what the word Vulgate means? It means vulgar. It means vulgar text. It would be similar to, and I'm not trying to degradate anybody, but that would be like trying to put the Bible into street language. Street language is a degraded or a vulgar language. Be like a rapper trying to rewrite the Bible. You see, that's why Latin is not spoken. Latin is a dead language. It was dead because it was vulgar. Rome and the Roman citizens and the Roman people took words and added new meanings to it, and the original meanings meant nothing, and it corrupted the language, just like we're doing in America today. We really have corrupted our language. For instance, cool used to mean something that was not hot. Now it has a multitude of meanings. The word gay used to mean happy. Now it doesn't mean that at all. I knew a lady that I worked with in California. Her name was Gay. How would you like to have that name today? Now, wait a second. We have corrupted our own words. The word slave, we have changed the definition of. And we now try to judge history based on a corrupted language. By the way, the King James Bible did not come from the Latin Vulgate texts. Came from the Textus Receptus. Please listen to me very carefully. The public schools are wrong. Our language, the English language, did not come from Latin. It came from Greek. The root words of most English words are founded in the Greek language, not the Latin language. They only give you the Latin parsing to it, but you have to understand where the Latin came from, which was the Greek, and the Greek is more descriptive than the Latin is. So understanding that helps you understand your own language better. Now, let me help you. What does the word wicked mean? It means contrary to moral or divine law. Listen to this. This next part is the one I want you to really get. It means addicted to sin. You look it up in a old Webster's dictionary prior to 1900, you'll find out these exact definitions. It means tending to cause severe harm. Wickedness causes severe harm. Wickedness is an addictive sin. Wickedness is contrary to moral or godly divine laws. It means difficult, troublesome, or depraved. This is another one. It means disposed to hurtful mischief. Now, mischief isn't necessarily bad. Hurtful mischief is. So wickedness is something that's far deeper than just something that's just bad. Something that we think is real bad. No, depraved. Addicted. Alcohol is wicked. It's addicting. It's sinful. Tobacco is addicting. It's wicked, not just sinful. Immorality and the alphabet soup crowd and all the other sensual sins of our nation are wicked because they're addictive. Now, once again, we have weakened ourselves by the corruption of our own language. Go ahead and get mad at me, but I don't give a flip at this moment. Including Disney when they put out movies called Wicked. Well, it's just a kid's show, preacher. That's how smart the devil is and how dumb you are. We have weakened and cheapened and degraded our own language and meanings of words. And we've lessened the impact of words here in America. The word wicked in the Greek is or even in the Hebrew is a very strong word. It's right up there with the word abomination. It's one of the strongest words used in either of the two languages. So we have to look at it from God's point of view, not current definition. Let me help you. The devil is known as that wicked one. Everybody look at me for a second. If one of the titles of the devil is wicked, don't you think we ought to pay attention? First of all, the wicked one sows corrupt seed. Take your Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. If you're a student of the Bible, you're about to have some fun. Matthew chapter 13, look at verse number 19. Hang on here. Matthew chapter 13, verse number 19. There we go. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet he hath not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, or by and by he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some an hundredfold and some 60 and some 30. Now look at me. He's talking about a parable here about sowing seed. Some falls in stony ground, some in ground that grows for a little while, but it doesn't have enough to root all the way and withers out very quickly, and some in good ground. Skip down to verse number 38. Let's take the words of our God himself and our Savior himself. Look at verse number 36. Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares in the field. We talked about this recently on a Sunday. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the what? Son of man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of whom? Everybody look at me. That's the devil. Verse 39. The enemy that sowed them is the? The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Now, everybody look at me for a second here. God's talking about this parable, and he talks about good seed, and he talks about tares. We know the parable, but he goes into detail and says, look, the good seed are the children of the Son of Man, the children of God, the Christians. The others are the children of the wicked one, and the enemy that sowed them is the devil. Guess what? The devil is the wicked one. And he sows bad seed. The devil uses the negativity of the world to whittle away at the righteous people. Now, I'm not going to take time to go into this, but let me say it this way. The devil uses the world to bring worldliness into the church and religion. You remember I said in the sermon about the wheat and the tares, you have to let them grow together for a while, and then you gather the tares so you don't destroy the wheat. But watch this. You burn the tares and you harvest the wheat. Too many churches are bringing the tares into the church, trying to reach the tares and forgetting the wheat. The devil also knows another part of this. Now watch this. We are the good seed. The Bible says that the word of God and the gospel is the seed. The word of God is the seed. And the devil is sowing corrupt seed. We are of an incorruptible seed. But those that change the word of God to make a buck or to become popular are sowing corrupt seed, and they're of the wicked one. You wonder why I preach so hard about false Bibles? I'll tell you why. Because it's corrupt seed. Corrupt seed comes from the wicked one. My wife, just the other day. Arcola said a couple Sunday mornings ago about a word that we read throughly, not thoroughly. She looked in her Bible. Her Bible's printed by Thomas Nelson, which is a Southern Baptist printing company. They've changed the word of God. Hers was spelled wrong. She said, I like this Bible, but what else is wrong with it? I said, you can't trust it. Holman Bible Publishers, which is the same thing, Southern Baptists, they're changing the Bible. They're changing capitalizations in the word Lord. They're misspelling the word Savior. They're not telling anybody they're changing it, but they're corrupting the seed, selling it as God's seed. Everybody doing okay? Now, I'm not saying every Thomas Nelson Bible's that way, but I know that in the last 10 years they've started to do that. Well, we're just bringing it up to modern spellings. Don't change one jot nor tittle, the Bible says. You see, we're not supposed to corrupt the seed. Everybody look at me and listen to me for a second. You may get mad at your preacher for preaching the truth, but guess what? I'm obligated to give you the most pure seed I can give you. Get mad at God. I didn't write it. I just preach it. Well, preacher, I don't see it that way. Then get your eyes fixed and look at it from God's point of view. Don't blame me that you don't agree with it. I can only tell you what it says. I can back everything I say with the Word of God. Even my opinions, I'll tell you what the Bible says. And I'll tell you, it's my opinion. But past that, thus saith the Lord, it's incorruptible seed. By the way, the devil knows that. There's a lot of people taking the wrong versions of the Bible, reading it, thinking they're being spiritual, and they're following the wicked one. Now, everybody listen very carefully here. The devil is so wicked, he is addicted to destroying God. The word wicked means addicted to sin, and he is addicted to trying to destroy God. Turn to Isaiah 14. Isaiah chapter 14, very quickly. I'll show you several verses here. We're going to read another passage, and then I'm going to get you mad about something else. Isaiah chapter 14, look at verse number 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O who? That's the devil, son of the morning. How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Notice that the devil can actually weaken a nation. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne, notice the word throne, above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Well, we read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, if you turn back there, that you be not soon shaken, verse number 2, in mind, or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there be a falling away first, that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. God says, look, he already told us he was going to try to destroy, but don't worry, I'm coming back before he takes over the world. Get saved and you don't have to worry about it. So the devil is trying to sow corrupt seed. I talked with a family today. They sat in my office. I would never reveal who or what. But they've been to several churches in the last many years. And they're watching the churches that they've gone to change. And watch a church change. And watch a church change. I've known them for years. They came, they walked through the door, and they went, there's something different here. They hadn't even got to my office yet. We got done after about an hour, and they said, you'll probably see us soon. And they kept saying, you just keep using the Bible and the right one. You keep using the Bible and the right one. I said, that's all there is to use, and I'm not changing. They said, that's what we've been looking for, but we can't find it anymore. I said, well, you don't have to look any farther. Folks, we're supposed to use the Word of God and not try to look good to the world. Please don't take this the wrong way. I'm not trying to impress the people that have rainbow colored hair that look like they got in a fight with a pop rivet gun and then ran into the tattoo artist backwards and forwards at the same time. I'm not trying to impress them. I'm trying to please God. Our church shouldn't try to be shunning them, but we're not here to be like them. First of all, Brother Kevin can't grow his hair out that long to be that way. Now, wait a second. We're not supposed to be like the world. We're not supposed to read what the world reads. That's why the devil has his foothold in the news media. Hello? Say, so what's he doing? Corrupting the word. Isn't it amazing how they try to hide everything that's good and emphasize all that's bad? I'll get into that in a moment. The wicked one sows corrupt seed. Number two, the wicked one tries to destroy separation from the world. Look at let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Go back just a few pages. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Look at verse number 17. 14. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? The word Belial is another name for the devil. Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Watch this. Wherefore? What does the word wherefore? It means you go before to find out what it's there for. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Wow. Now look at me. God says, come out from among them and be ye separate. And don't touch the unclean things, the wicked things of the world. Go to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Go to the book of Revelation and turn back a few pages and you'll be there. 1 John chapter 2. Look at verse number 7. Hang on, I'm one page off. There we go. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which you had from when? The beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother and abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because the darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his namesake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. There it is. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I've written unto you, fathers, because you have known that he that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Look at me. The only way to overcome the wicked one is knowing the word of God. Knowing what truth is. This is why our church, in any church, is not supposed to be like the world. Everybody look at me for a second here. Rock and roll music is wrong. Everybody, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. The term itself is a vulgar term developed in the 50s. We have children, or I would describe what it was. But it's a vulgar term. Now listen to me. There is no such thing as Christian rock. We're going to take the devil's music and add God's words to it. Amy Grant, Sandy Patty, all the others that have gone that way. Hello. Well, we want to be a crossover. We'd like to be a bridge. Their bridge washed out a long time ago. That's like saying, I want a light dark. Light and dark can't abide together. You can't have Christian rock and roll. It's one or the other. I don't care what words you put to it. If the music is rock and roll music, it's rock and roll music, not Christian. And just because you put Jesus' name in it doesn't make it Christian. But yet we have... Nowhere in the Bible does it say we're supposed to get up and dance in church. But I wonder how many churches all over this area's got praise and worship teams. Jigabooing to the music with the drum set on the platform. And the guitar's banging away. And everybody's just, let's just hug everybody. Well, God bless you, but that's not what God said. It doesn't look any different than a rock concert. The average churches today, especially the community churches, they've got their all the multicolored lights on the platform. They got their smoke machines, just like a rock concert. Hello. I'm talking about Crossroads and what used to be the living room church, what do they call that? Airborne. Started out as the living room. Now I called it the outhouse. Let's build buildings so the community can rent them out so we can make money. And they got government loans to buy their land and build their buildings so they could hold community events there. Hello. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing. And God's talking about the wicked one. Please listen carefully. That stuff is wicked. Somebody that uses the wrong Bible is using a wicked perversion. Well, preacher, it's not so bad. You've believed the lie of the wicked one. President Trump's being criticized for everything. But one thing in particular that most people don't even realize, Brother Aaron and I were talking about this the other day. He's got some pictures that he sent. President Trump has worked hard to beautify downtown Washington, D.C. Most of you only know about the reflecting pool. Do you realize he's found that there were 22 fountains in D.C. that haven't been working for decades? He's gone into Union Station, cleaned it up. Columbus Park is out front. Brother Aaron showed me pictures from during the Biden administration when it was a homeless camp. People were using what used to be the fountain as their bathroom. Filthy, vile, nasty. Well, he went down, chased everybody out. All the grass is back in. They've polished up the fountains. And all these fountains are now working all over D.C. Beautiful. Marble's been polished, everything else. And D.C. starting to look beautiful again. Hasn't looked that way in 40 years or more. Yet, well, he hasn't gotten permission from Congress to do that. Bunch of skanky old wicked people. Power hungry. Oh, we want to give them their needles to do drugs and keep them dependent on the government and let them live out there and use the fountains that are supposed to be the beautification of the area to be their bathroom. Hello. I got the pictures on my phone. Ask Brother Aaron. He's got them. You wouldn't recognize parts of downtown D.C. right now. it's actually looking nice. It's safe to walk down there now, at least in the tourist district. Don't go to where they live in the neighborhoods. By the way, notice God talks about truth as being light, wickedness as being dark. I'm going to make a statement here. Most wickedness and sin is done in the darkness, in secret. That's why I don't think a child should be up past 9 or 10 o'clock. I'm talking about high school kids. Say why? There's nothing wholesome for anybody to do after 10 o'clock outside. And I guarantee there's nothing wholesome to do on the stupid television or video games at that hour. You parents need to wake up and realize your kids don't need to be up till 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning playing video games with people you don't even know who they're playing with. Because that's where wickedness takes place. Why is it that every bar is dark on the inside and light on the outside? Brother Aaron told me about that. You see, most sin happens in the darkness by when nobody's watching. That's why you got to flip your screen down because you're looking at something you shouldn't when somebody walks around. Hello. The devil hates truth because it exposes. Because truth is light. And light exposes what's really there. Take your Bible, turn to 1 John chapter 2. We were in 1 John chapter 3. But look at 1 John chapter 2. Look at verse number 15. Love not the world. I guess we were in chapter 2, weren't we? We're headed to another chapter. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not him. Notice this. Love not the world, neither the what?
Things.
It didn't say people. It said things. Hello? Wonder how many things of the world we have to have. Well, what's so wrong with having this? What's so right with it? Some of you are going to spend your grandchildren's inheritance on your greed for things right now. Because you love your things more than God. Go to 1 John chapter 5. I'm meddling. 1 John chapter 5. Look at verse number 18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. That doesn't mean you can get to the point where you quit sinning. What it means is, in the eyes of God, if you're a child of God, there's no sin on your account. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that, what?
Wicked
one toucheth him not. The devil can't get Jesus. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. Now look at me. The worldly philosophy is wicked. State of New York is voting, and especially in New York City, they're trying to take away parental rights of any child. And by the way, you don't understand this. If you don't have a will that dictates where your underage children go, they become a ward of the state. And that means whoever is your survivors have to go through the state and be approved through DSS and DHS and everything else to get your children the way you would want it be done. The public educators will tell you, Your parents are not your parents. We own you. I'm telling you, look it up with the NEA. Look it up with the NAACP. All of it. You don't understand something. The government has way too much power. Education has way too much power. So the wicked one tries to steal separation from us, watch this, so that we don't look so different from the world. It's okay to be a Christian, but why do you have to be so different? Because my Bible says, come out from among them and be separate. We're not supposed to look like the world, talk like the world, or act like the world, or love the things that the world loves. Because that's what God says. All right, I better hurry up. Number three, the wicked one tries to replace love with lust and call it love. Look at 1 John chapter 3. Told you we were going there. 1 John chapter 3, look at verse number 10. In this, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. Now notice he's talking about both. Children of God, children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who is of that, what? The devil. And slew his brother. Wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. Now look at me. The devil wants you to believe that all love is love. You can't help who you love. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. Look at me. The devil is trying to replace lust for love. And call lust love. In honor of this month, the wicked one is the one who's got Pride Month going. Not God. The perverted commercials on television that says about God, he gets us, in reference to the sodomites. You see that term that's put out there by the sodomites saying God approves. Yeah, he understands. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Why do you think they chose the rainbow? The sodomites are, I want to say what I want to say, but I shouldn't say it. No, you don't want me to say that. But what they're doing is they're sticking their thumb in God's nose. That wasn't the finger I was thinking of. And telling God, you said you wouldn't destroy the world by flood. Therefore, we can do what we want. Well, some of what the world says is true. The world's going to get hot one day. So hot that he destroys it by fire, not by flood. You believe in global warming? Yeah, but it's going to be very sudden. Don't worry. God will speak the word and it's going to go poof. Have no fear. We'll be in heaven with the new heaven and new earth. Amen. But the devil tries to sell lust for love. And calls lust love and calls love perverted. The devil's love is about things and feelings. And it's about what you get. God said love is about what you give, not what you get. When you only base love by what you get, you have a wicked love. You have a perverted love. When your love is about things and not about meeting the needs of somebody else. Can I tell you something? The devil's trying to sell you a bill of goods that's not true. Liberals don't love you. They love your money and they love having rule over you. Doesn't matter what realm of liberalism it is. Liberalism causes you to go under, not love. The devil's love is lust. God talks about the wicked one. When you see the word wicked, wickedness in Scripture, pay attention, because that's what the devil is. He's the wicked one. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm done. I've got more I want to say, but I got to quit. I think we've listened to the wicked one long enough. We've accepted some of the wickedness of the world as Christianity even. May we get back to a holy biblical view of wickedness and not be deceived by the devil.